Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Got a crazy story for you out of Nebraska involving the police. Evidence protection under scrutiny after drugs taken from state patrol linked to death. So these are drugs that are being held by the state patrol as evidence in crimes. And somehow they found their way back onto the streets. So Andrew Wegley wrote the story for the Lincoln Journal Star, and Douglas sent it to me. Thank you very much, sir. The Nebraska State Patrol evidence technician who Friday was charged for her alleged involvement in the sale of deadly drugs stolen from the patrol's evidence facility was uniquely positioned to betray the agency and the public, according to officials. So what they're saying is, in the line of their work, the police occasionally seize contraband. The contraband, of course, is something that needs to be taken off the streets. It's being held as evidence. So it gets sent to a place where they hold evidence. And there are technicians who work with the evidence. So, for instance, if they seize something and they think it's an illicit material, they may have to test it. They have technicians who can test it and determine exactly what it is. So a technician at the evidence room, basically, is accused of stealing stuff from that room that was evidence. Now, here's the bigger problem. We talked recently about the patrolman who borrowed a license plate from the evidence room and caused problems with it. And we all thought, wow, that's a horrible thing to do. And it is. Until you realize how much worse it can get. Because here someone is charged with stealing evidence that is illegal drugs. And then those drugs wind up back on the street, presumably because somebody sold them. And it turns out the drugs weren't safe and people got hurt. And that's even crazier. So the state patrol colonel said, literally, there's only one person in the organization that could do this. And that was 3 days after the woman was charged with conspiracy to distribute cocaine or fentanyl. After $1.2 million worth of it came up missing from the state patrol evidence facility that she worked at and she oversaw. Now, she was charged alongside her boyfriend, and she was the only evidence tech working at that facility. So there is a facility, and there's one person with access to it, and that one person is walking out the door with the stuff. And when you hear about the amounts in question, you realize this should have been caught sooner. She had unparalleled access to the patrol's evidence hub for counties in southeast Nebraska, where drugs and other seized assets are stored while defendants navigate the legal system. Only 7 patrol employees have the ability to access that facility, according to the head of the police, but most often, the evidence tech operates alone at the site, retrieving evidence and scanning it out to troopers for transport to testing, destruction sites, or for trials, because if it's evidence, it might need to go to trial. The other 6 employees with access are backups, according to the chief, as largely sergeants or lieutenants who would only enter the facility if the tech wasn't available. Now, the head guy, again, described the patrol's process for storing and maintaining evidence as a sophisticated system with minimal room for abuse, and it requires every asset to be scanned into the facility and placed in a specific location, separated from evidence in unrelated cases. And of course, the big flaw in the system is that occasionally is one person with complete access was the only person there. Now, you can have a system as sophisticated as you want when there's one person in the building and you trust them with everything. That might be a weak spot, might be the weak link in the chain. The only way evidence can leave the facility is if it's scanned out, according to the head of the police department, which is a process that usually involves 2 or 3 employees. Even if an evidence technician transports the stuff to be destroyed, a trooper provides a security escort. There's an electronic paper trail for every step of evidence maintenance. Because of the sophistication of that tracking system, we were able to determine nearly to the pill exactly what was missing in only 2 weeks of auditing. So the system is so good, it only took them 2 weeks to figure out what was missing. Only took them 2 weeks. The system enabled us to capture the evidence that was necessary to turn over for criminal prosecution, but the system also seemed to enable its own abuse. And of course, the stuff is gone. The stuff walked out the door and it's gone. So your sophisticated system that allows you to track it, that's nice, but does it allow you and does it make it so that you can hang on to it? Apparently not. Missing from the evidence facility was a whole host of things, according to the police and their own reports. 150 pounds of marijuana, 20 pounds of cocaine, 10 pounds of fentanyl, 9 pounds of heroin, and 3 pounds of meth, along with some pills. Now, I will tell you, I am not that familiar with these drugs because I've never taken them, I've never seen them, I've never used them. But 150 pounds of something has got to be a little bit of bulk. There's got to be a little bit of, in other words, you can't stuff 150 pounds of marijuana in your purse and walk it out the door. You can't stuff it in your pockets and walk it out the door. You can't hollow out a book and hide it in the book, even if you had a complete collection of OEDs that you're willing to do that with. So the fact that several bales walk out the door makes me question how sophisticated the system really is. A search warrant filed in Lancaster County District Court linked drugs allegedly sold by the boyfriend and supplied by the woman to an overdose death on August 5. The victim was a 35-year-old woman. Meanwhile, some tainted drugs led to 35 overdoses in the Lincoln area between July 25th and August 19, according to Lincoln police. There, 9 victims died. It is unclear exactly how many of those overdoses or deaths are linked directly to the drugs alleged to have been taken from the patrol's evidence facility, but based on the huge quantities involved, some people think there might be a connection. Meanwhile, the head of the police, citing the ongoing prosecution of the evidence tech and a right to a fair trial, declined to say how she's alleged to have taken the stuff from the storage facility because she apparently circumvented the sophisticated system, which was meant to ensure the sanctity of evidence. And by the way, this does bring us to the question, how do you try somebody without the evidence? Now, you might say, Steve, maybe the evidence was stolen after the trials are over. That's possible. That's possible. But a bigger question is, how do you try cases going forward where this evidence tech is the one who handled the evidence? Because if this tech gets on the stand, they can be cross-examined about how they do their job, including how much stuff they steal from their work. And it's going to be very, very difficult if that tech ever had to take a stand again in the future. I have a sneaky feeling that tech will never be on the stand ever again. Not even in her own case, because as you know, defendants don't have to testify against themselves, and most often they don't. So I suspect that her career is over and that she will never testify again. Because if she did, any attorney with even the worst cross-examination skills could have a field day with this on cross. For a person with this classification of employment to walk out of this building carrying something would be very normal, according to the head of the police. The person abused her position of trust. So apparently walking in and out of the building with 150 pounds of marijuana would be very normal, very normal. He repeated sentiments that he expressed previously where the patrol and the Lincoln police announced the arrests, saying the agency had no indications that the woman was involved in the sale of drugs until narcotics investigators contacted the patrol on August 20th. The state patrol maintains its auditing and evidence storage processes are in line and in many cases exceed the standards set by the Commission on Accreditation for Law Enforcement Agencies. The man in charge said the last complete audit done on that facility required annually came in October of 2020. Evidence storage sites also undergo random checks quarterly that involve a small sample of all the items secured. He said the narcotics alleged to have been stolen from the Troop H site were thought to have been taken sometime after the last quarterly check in June. And that's even weirder because all this stuff was taken in a shorter period of time rather than over a longer period of time, according to this. At least some of what was missing from the evidence facility had been scheduled to be destroyed, which makes sense, according to the affidavit for her arrest, but the head guy again said some of the missing narcotics were also set for testing and at use at criminal trials. And so that means that someone was going to go to trial. They'd say, okay, bring in the evidence. And somebody would go, where's the evidence? So they either have to admit they had no evidence or come up with replacement evidence. And now, I'm an attorney. I've been practicing law for 30 years. Went to law school. Taught law school for 10 years. One of the classes I taught was trial practice. And I'm reasonably certain that replacement evidence is a phrase I've never said prior to today. In other words, if they have evidence against somebody and they lose it, they can't run out and replace it. They've got to find the actual evidence or the case is screwed up. Meanwhile, the woman who is in charge of doing this and is accused of doing this was not subject to regular drug testing. You can draw conclusions from that if you'd like to. Her arrest has prompted the state patrol to re-examine its evidence storage practices. Oh, but the head guy said the agency would do so deliberately in an effort to avoid a knee-jerk policy change that might ultimately be ineffective or harmful. Well, like I said, it's worrisome that you had the person, the one person in charge of this facility. And if these allegations pan out, she's accused of stealing from that facility 150 pounds of marijuana, 20 pounds of cocaine, 10 pounds of fentanyl, 9 pounds of heroin, 3 pounds of meth. And those are not generally drugs you hear described in those quantities. Pounds of this and pounds of that. And so the idea that the 150 pounds of marijuana walked out the door, it does make you wonder how sophisticated that security system was. So we'll see what happens, but it's a crazy case. And that is happening, of course, in Nebraska, according to the Lincoln's Journal Star, written by Andrew Wegley, Douglas Sennett. Thanks a lot. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. When I told my contractor I didn't want carpeted steps, all I got was a blank stare.